This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com any old time you want. Download archives, get interactive there on the front page. Create the content right there over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy that all completely free. So for those of you just tuning in, we just got off the line with Chris Cantwell from Radical Agenda, who was calling in to defend himself. He says that he is not a misogynist, as he was called last night on the show, that he is not a racist. And he did not deny being a Trump supporter, which was the third thing that that he was called on the air last night.
Hmm.
And so that means he, you know, I know he's definitely a Trump supporter. He certainly admitted that. So he called in to say that he's just looking at demographics, that he's not a racist. He pointed out that his belief that there's statistical evidence that shows that Asians score higher than white people on IQ tests shows that he's not a white supremacist, meaning that
as long as he's going off of scientific data, saying that statistic out loud should not make him a racist. Now, if he has ulterior motives behind those comments, then yes, you can throw some racism. But I actually haven't heard those or read any of that, so I don't know firsthand. But just saying some stats doesn't make him a racist. Now, what, like you said earlier, what does it prove to have these numbers, to have these stats? What does it help to know that Jews and Asians are going to score higher on tests than whites, and whites are higher than blacks?
I don't think it's useful at all.
I don't think it helps.
Of course, it's useful, especially if it's true. Because if it's true, then you can perhaps there's a genetic reason for it. Perhaps there's a cultural, what do you call it? What's the opposite of genetics? Environmental. Perhaps there's an environmental cause.
I agree with that one. I think that it's 100 years, 200 years of environmental upbringing that has, not 200 years. I'm going to say since the 70s, since the 60s, when, you know, the Big Daddy government started really taking care of particular minorities in this area, in this country, and providing for them. And, you know, people, when you take competition and challenge away from people, everyone falls down into the snake pit.
Yeah, I think the welfare state has been a terrible disservice to everybody on it, and racially speaking, blacks are disproportionately represented in welfare. I'm assuming. I don't have the numbers to back that up.
But there's no use to this, Johnny Ray, because it's counter to good human interaction. If you look at somebody and you see the color of their skin, and then you jump to conclusions about that person, well, what do we know about black people? We know that the, you know, statistics show that blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll, you know, if you're super aware of all of this stuff and you make it something that you're obsessed over, then how could you avoid jumping to a conclusion and, you know, presuming that this person might be intellectually inferior to you, or presuming that the person might be better at sports than you, or whatever it is that you presume based on the supposed demographic statistics that you have? That's not fair to the individual. That person may be, you know, a brain surgeon. It may be somebody who's very, very intelligent you'd really enjoy talking to or enjoy getting to know. But by jumping to conclusions based on the group that you've assigned them to, you've sidelined that person. You've maybe, you know, destroyed any opportunity that you might have had to get to know that person. Or in the case of what we're trying to do to explain the ideas of liberty on a regular basis here on, you know, national airwaves, to turn people off and, you know, before they even get started paying attention. But what person would want to hear a group in which they are by birth, you know, because they couldn't control it, would want to hear that being maligned on the radio, even if that's true, even if the statistics are legitimate. And I don't know. I've never checked Chris's sources and his statistics. Maybe there are other statistics that say the opposite. I've never looked into it because to me it doesn't matter. Because to me, I only want to focus on individuals.
Let's drop the race topic then and go to the complaints of misogyny. And, I mean, there are studies out there and that men or women can't perform some of the duties that men can. We're seeing the rise of the military women in combat roles, mm-hmm. and they're not performing very well. They're failing at a lot of their functions, and they're having to be helped by their peers, their male peers. And I mean, so as far as I you know, if I was to put an ad in the paper for security guards, I mean, I don't think I would say men only, but I might add something in there like, there are specific requirements that
you have to be able to do three
pull-ups. Yeah, there's certain things you have to be able to pass. Otherwise, like for example, the woman, I met a woman this afternoon and a very nice lady, and she had some tone to her. I mean, she was strong, and I might have mistaken her for a man if I had seen her from behind.
Sure.
So I know there are women out there who can pull their own, and she might make a terrific security guard. I would not want to alienate her from protecting my business.
You know, if you think about it, there are some things that women can do very, very well compared to men. For instance, something I've always noticed about women, I know there have been studies about this that show that, the study that I recall is they would bring women and men into a room with a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. like things on shelves, a variety of things. And then they take them out. So I don't remember what the length of time they were in the room for, but they would then take them out. And the women could remember specifically what was where on the shelves. Like, oh, yeah, there was this little red thing of a red statue of a dog, and there was this bookshelf or whatever. They could remember exactly what was on it. Whereas the guys, their answer was usually, yeah, there was some stuff on shelves. You know, like that. You're laughing because you know it's true,
yeah,
right?
And not only could they remember it that afternoon, but probably a month later, they would remember what things were on the shelves.
Right. So, I mean,
because they never forget.
That's a valuable thing for a security guard, right? To remember the scene, to remember the things that that
maybe
were
not
going
a security
on.
Guard, but maybe the monitor of the videotapes and whatnot, or someone's got to watch the videos and determine. Guys, it looks to me. Here's a prime example. My Walmart many, many years ago. She was like an undercover
loss control.
She was an undercover security loss control,
yeah.
And she would just roam around Walmart with her cell phone up to her ear. And she was taking guys out left and right. That's all she did all day long. And she actually had clearance to be able to tackle people. She would have to wait. Once they left the premises, she had clearance to actually take them out.
Right.
And
you can't take them down until they leave the front door.
Well, if you tackle them inside, then you lost your case.
Right. Because they may have turned around at that point.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, man, she was taking them down left and right.
Wow.
And she wasn't a really big girl.
She just knew the techniques.
She knew the techniques, and she was she knew what was up. And I would hire her in a heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
if given the chance. So I mean,
so yeah.
And by the way, as far as misogyny is, the definition of misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
During the break, I said that misogyny was a dislike of women, and that sexism was simply considering men and women to be different.
Correct. So the word is sexist.
Well, according to the dictionary, misogyny is a synonym for sexism, but, you know, regardless, I don't think it moves any conversations forward to be focusing on group differences,
mm-hmm.
Especially as a libertarian. And one of the things we didn't get to ask Chris because we ended up going to the news, was whether he even calls himself a libertarian these days. Because when I was having a conversation with him last week, off the air, he described himself as more of a conservative. And it's certainly the people that he's sort of positioning himself or you know, pandering towards is the conservative crowd now embracing Donald Trump, for instance. And if that's what works for him, then, you know, great. More power to him.
Ian, I went to a Republican party to gather signatures a month ago, and I right off the bat realized that if I have a chance in hell of getting elected,
mm-hmm.
going with the Republicans might be the way to do it. There is, the body of people exists, whereas as far as libertarians are concerned, they're not coming out on Saturday to go to some stupid party. They're in the house playing Halo or whatever games that they love.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. In fact, one of the things you can do to support Free Talk Live is shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the links to Amazon there. You'll find Amazon UK, Canada, and US. When you go through those links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of your purchase price. Very, very simple. You can do it. It's easy. Same great shopping experience you're used to. You're just Amazon's just sending us a portion of the purchase price. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Conan.
So, gentlemen, let's jump into...
But wait. Yes. Ian, one more point I wanted to make.
Please.
About this sexism business.
Yeah.
Now, what was that point? Oh, yes. The other day, I was listening to one of these Tom Woods podcasts. Do you ever listen to them, Ian?
I hear him occasionally when he's on LRN.FM.
Okay. So he had a man, George Hawley, on, and their discussion centered to a great degree around left-wing and right-wing. It was actually specifically about right-wing, but they began with the definition of their terms. And okay. This George Hawley said that left-wing, and Tom Woods feels like the left-wing, right-wing dichotomy is real and important. And Hawley said that left-wing wingery was characterized by an abiding interest in equality.
Okay.
And that right-wingers were more defined by their willingness to value something higher than equality. And I think that Chris Cantwell and others who talk about the differences between the races or the differences between the sexes are really just a reaction to the left wing's obsession with equality. And we see that that people aren't equal.
It's a pushback. To push back to say, no, people aren't equal, and here's evidence for it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And when you force folks to coexist who maybe would choose not to, you get some ugliness like... and I'm not equating Cantwell to the KKK, but you get serious ugliness, and you get what Chris gave us, which arguably was not ugliness, but just his worldview. But
it comes off as ugly, though. I mean, it comes off as
to certain people, it comes off as ugly. So, to others, it's just reality. It's just he's just talking. He's trying to prove a point. I don't know what that point was, but he's just stating facts. And to the left wings, it does come off as ugly. Mm-hmm. And to the righties, they were like, well, no, that's just common fact. I don't know why you guys are getting all upset about this. It's just common.
And Chris is more of a right-wing kind of guy. He's definitely targeting an audience that's of that particular bend. He's so virulently anti-left that he actually testified at a state house committee 2 weeks ago that the left should have their speech suppressed. So we were at a hearing about a piece of legislation that, if passed, would legalize any kind of outreach or freedom of speech on college campuses. Because right now there's some concerns with some college campuses being that there's this whole safe space thing, and you know, you're not supposed to say offensive things, and so freedom of speech has sort of gone away and been replaced by this ultra-political correctness. But rather than advocate for true free speech, which would allow for anyone to say what they wanted in these ostensibly public places on college campuses, Chris actually got up there and advocated for the left having their speech suppressed.
Was he just being silly, making a point?
I don't know. At the very least, it made it easier for me to make a point because, you know, I could say, well, I don't agree with what Chris said, but I think free speech is a good idea. So I think that he actually made it easier for me to look less radical because he took a really radical position, this very, very anti-left. And that's sort of been his rhetoric in recent months and arguably years. But, you know, he's more of a right-wing kind of guy. And, you know, everybody's different. And I'm not indicting him for that.
You know, there might be another strategy behind all of this, and Chris does say things that we're really not allowed to talk about anymore. It's seen as ugly. It's seen as not important. It doesn't further the conversation. But so, and we're not allowed to talk. We've got to go to our safe spaces and talk to our friends who are of like mind, which really is a violation of a person's First Amendment rights to be able to say whatever the hell he wants to say. He might not be able to be on your show, but I mean, he can come right out and say it. So I think he's saying things that people just are, that people find refreshing. It's like, oh, well, no woman security guards? Well, I kind of had that feeling, and I want to hear some more of this. I think he's just reaching an audience that has been,
sidelined,
and they're not, this is what they want to hear. Finally, someone is out there actually talking about it, and I don't have to worry about all this safe space reporting on all these other channels and news medias. I mean, I don't know. I think there's good strategy here that's being used.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not working for him. I mean, he seems to do very well with his podcast.
Well, he's furthering the conversation.
It's just not a conversation I think is really worth furthering. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why we don't really generally go in these areas. I mean, we can talk about it. He's not banned from the show. I mean, he's been on talking about these things, and we'll disagree as we need to. I'm happy to have the conversation. I just don't think it moves the ball forward for the ideas of liberty, which for me are the primary. You know, this is sort of my primary goal, is to spread those ideas to everyone. Because humans should be free, not just, white males, right? I mean, even though, as Chris would argue, well, the libertarian movement is mostly full of white males, he's right about that. That doesn't mean that's the way it should be. That doesn't mean that's the way it has to continue to be. And nor does it mean that it's exclusively true. There are plenty of women in the liberty movement. There are, other minority groups who are represented in the liberty movement, not as highly as some of us might like to see. I would love to see more diversity in the liberty community, but you're never going to get there if you keep talking about how groups are different and how one group is more intelligent than another, or one group is more likely to understand the ideas of liberty, or, men are more likely to get it than women. I don't care what's more likely. I don't care about that. I just care about reaching out with these ideas so everyone can hear them and everyone can assess them, and the people who agree with them can come on board, whatever their age, whatever their gender, whatever their skin color, wherever they were born.
By the way, speaking of preventing certain individuals, certain people, certain groups from speaking at the State House, testifying, you brought up a great point. I've heard it before. I know that when I was there last week, a lot of the opposition were coming straight from state employees.
This is a group that I do believe in discriminating against, I will admit.
There is conflict of interest, big time. Yeah. You've got police officers, you've got lawyers, you've got, state employees that are coming up and are testifying in favor of some of these bills, usually in favor of
more government,
increasing their positions, increasing their salary. And,
or any bill that plans to cut government, they come out and vehemently are against that bill.
I would be in favor of a bill, state representatives out there. I would be totally in favor of a bill that prevented people at least on their while on the clock.
Prevents bureaucrats from coming on to these state house committees and testifying while they're on the clock. I think that's a good plan. It would definitely tip the scales towards more freedom-oriented people testifying rather than these bureaucrats. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. You can Skype there at username lrn.fm. So don't hesitate to reach out if you want to join the conversation. We'll also talk about the Uber situation where apparently there are things being set on fire in France. Sounds like a pretty awful scene there. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun. We got Jay. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Conan. Hello, Jay.
Hey, what do you say, guys? On the group difference thing, I think this is something people really miss the boat on. Collectivism is dangerous when individual rights are subordinate to the will of the collective or the common good, right? But
Sure.
Simply using biology and data to articulate an objective worldview in terms of group differences has nothing to do with subordinating rights. It simply means that one recognizes averages exist. And, I mean, obviously there's outliers and individuals should, you know, be viewed based on their merits. But that doesn't mean group differences don't exist on the aggregate or that averages have no value when trying to understand the world. And I think most people sort of innately recognize this who haven't sort of bought into this type of pathological individualism by just looking around, right? But I'll tell you why things like averages are so important, though, because they lend one a much more intellectual position on why certain groups have a certain societal and primary economic status instead of like this completely ridiculous notion that it's all just because white racism. Right? No. But we can look at actual data. We can say, look, You know, the average black IQ is literally in the sweet spot for those that would have a high propensity for violence. We can look at things like single motherhood, the primary indicator for criminal behavior, things like cranial capacity, which correlates with intelligence in the first place. And, I mean, aren't these much more plausible explanations why, you know, certain groups are in the position they are in society than white racism?
I don't think it's white racism. I think it's the welfare state.
Yeah, I believe it's environmental learning. You know, this goes for the certain races that are more superior than whites as far as test scores are concerned. I think it's their upbringing. I think it's the environment that they grew up in.
I'm willing to believe there's a genetic physiological component to black underachievement, but I don't really want to learn about that, and I don't. I guess it could be helpful. I've never gone down that road with the research, so I can't say any more about it.
I don't see how
I prefer to be a sexist than a racist. That makes more sense to me.
Yeah, okay. And also, and you talk about environment, you know, historically in the United States, blacks have had a tough environment, right? I mean, they started, many of them, in actual slavery and have been kind of trying to raise their stations since that time. But it's certainly true that there are racist whites who are in positions of power in the United States. I mean, we know that, right? Strom Thurmond would have been a good example of someone who was a known racist and in position of power right up until he died.
Democrat.
Don't care what their party is.
Well, I mean, it's always been very funny to me that
there's racists on both sides of the aisle, and most of them are smart enough to not come right out and say so. But to deny that, you know, there's racism in the halls of power, I think is ignorant. You've got laws that are literally keeping poor people down, and black people are disproportionately more likely, I think, to be poor, it seems like, and that's likely because of the history of enslavement. I mean, so there are some factors that are going to make it so being born black, not necessarily from genetics, just from environment, is going to set you back. And that's, you know, you could argue that has to do with racists in power.
Yeah, certainly environment plays a role. Most studies that I've looked at show that it plays a marginal role and that biology is more of the factor. But I would certainly agree, you know, on the welfare state. And, of course, racism exists and stuff. But why this is so important, particularly to the liberty movement, is because there's been an adoption of this sort of cultural Marxist narrative. You know, I'm not saying you guys are particularly buying into this, but you know, we have to actually begin to try to understand reality. You know, saying, well, I don't want to look into this stuff. You can't just deny reality, right? This is what the status want. This is what.
But I'm scared to go. I'm scared
want.
To do that kind of research.
He doesn't want to open that can of worms.
This is what the leftist status want primarily, because they want to blame everything on the capitalist bourgeois whites, right? They want to make racism the central issue to instigate minority groups against the ideas of capitalism. And this has always been the cultural Marxist program and has, you know, resulted in vast violations of property rights.
Well, I see it's a power issue.
Like
I mean,
action, set aside, subsidy.
Yeah, to me it's not about capitalism. It's a power issue. You've got black people who are in positions of power who are wielding power over other blacks. You know, there's black people in Congress. There's black police. It's a power issue. It's a class issue and a power issue. It has nothing to do with race, in my opinion. So, you know, I don't know what
cultural Marxism.
No, I don't know what the definition of that is.
Would
I've heard
you,
it thrown
like
around.
Would you like me to tell you a little
Go ahead.
Bit about it?
I would.
Okay, so. So in going back to the 30s and 40s, the Marxists realized that the working class wasn't going to rise up and revolt like Marx had predicted, right? So because they were too wealthy, right? Their lives were made too good by capitalism. So they started employing a different strategy. You know, cultural Marxism, it's economic Marxism translated into cultural terms, whereas economic Marxism sees, like, you know, the enemy is like the capital owners, the bourgeoisie, et cetera. The new cultural Marxism makes it all about race and identity politics. And this is the root of all this identitarian politics we're seeing. And you can certainly look at the works of people like Antonio Gramsci, George Lucas, Theodore Adorno, all these top Marxists who, you know, laid all this out in manuals. You can look at the first Socialist Internationalist notes and stuff to see all this, how there's an intentional plan by these people. to instigate the minority groups against the capitalist system. And that's exactly what we're seeing with things like Black Lives Matter, all this gender identity movement and, you know, transsexual movement stuff. That's what it's all about, guys. And, you know, people that don't have an understanding of history can't really recognize this. And it's very important. This is essentially part of a false socialist revolution, and people don't even know it. But that's why this issue is so important. And I get what
you're saying, that there are Marxists or commies or whatever who want to utilize people for the benefit of their philosophy, but so do we. Liberty-minded people want to bring people on board with the ideas of freedom so we can advance those ideas over the ideas of Marxism and communism and whatever other isms, socialism, to have liberty in our lifetime. And to do that, we've got to reach out to everybody. We're not going to be able to, to accomplish it by only focusing on one group of white males. I mean, that's just not going to cut it, in my opinion. I want everybody to have the opportunity to come to the ideas of liberty. And so I don't feel like, you know, shoving away a particular group by doing all this research and then, releasing all the details about all the research that you've done that shows why one group's inferior to another, that's not going to move a conversation ahead. It's not going to get people to want to listen to you. And I think it's, sort of cutting your nose off to spite your face. I mean, it's really a bad plan, in my opinion.
I certainly agree on reaching many people, and it's certainly not my intention to push any groups away. But again, I would reiterate that the racist cultural Marxist narrative must be supplanted with things like facts and evidence, right? When we've got people screaming, racist, give us affirmative action, fire this professor, give us set aside, put people in prison in New York, or find people $250,000 in New York now for not using the proper pronouns. This is insanity. So we have
I'll
to
agree
fall
with you.
Back.
That's insanity.
So we have to fall back on, like, scientific explanations for things, which, can contend as a bulwark against some of this leftist rhetoric, which is, IQ, single motherhood, certainly, like, pertaining to the welfare state and other factors. But I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jay. You do things the way you want, and we'll do things the way we want. We'll see how it all shakes out. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Coming up, there's a revolt in the streets of Paris, France, and apparently it is the taxi drivers who are mad. And we will tell you more about that here in a moment. Conan has the story. But first, we're going to go to the phones to the fun, where we've got Alex on the line. He's on Skype calling from Florida. Hello, Alex.
Hello, guys.
Do me a favor. Back away from that microphone. You're a little distorted.
All right. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. So basically, I just wanted to call in. Last night, I know you guys, there was a whole thing with Cantwell, but there was a whole other thing with you guys had kind of, you were talking to some crazy, you know, guy talking about Satan worship, and you sort of brought up Augustus Invictus. And the insinuation, of course, is that he is, you know, similar to that for sacrificing a goat. And I don't think that that's a fair
Now, this is the Senate candidate for the Libertarian Party. We talked about him. He got a brief mention last night, but we had talked about him in the past when he was making headlines down in Florida for ostensibly or allegedly sacrificing a goat. You are saying that was not a satanic ritual? It was what, pagan?
I'm saying it was a religious ritual, but to insinuate and just leave it open when you're talking about human baby sacrifice is not sort of a very cool thing to do.
In what religion was that a ritual?
In his version of paganism.
Okay. So I forget who said it last night. I think it might have been Daryl. But yeah, so consider that corrected. So you're saying Augustus Invictus is a pagan who sacrifices animals, not a Satanist.
I would say that, yeah, he would say that he is, well, he did it for his religious reasoning, but my whole purpose is that there's been a lot of negative press about this, a lot of attacks on him, and I feel like it's very similar to Cantwell, and I'm campaigning for him, of course, and I encourage everybody to go vote in the primaries, libertarian primary for him.
There are no libertarian primaries in Florida.
Not primary, you know what I mean, the caucus or whatever.
You're talking about going to the Libertarian of Florida convention and nominating him?
Yeah, the convention.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
I would encourage that. I know the – I'm trying to help him out with his campaign as much as I can, and I sort of look up to him and Cantwell the most.
I don't want to interrupt you. I just want to get back to Invictus, and then you can talk about whatever it was you're getting to. But Augustus Invictus, isn't it unusual for pagans to sacrifice animals? I would think that pagans, having known them here and there over the years, they're really like – earthy people. Like, I wouldn't think they would necessarily be into sacrificing animals.
The story that he gave me was basically that he went in and walked from Florida to the desert and thought that he would surely die. He crossed through the desert, and then when he survived, and to give thanks, he got a goat and sacrificed it to give thanks for his life being spared and the visions that he had received.
Wait, now he was in the desert? Where was this desert?
He went to the Mojave Desert. He walked from Florida to the Mojave Desert.
Pretty hardcore.
And he believed that he would surely die. And so it was more or less like a to give thanks back for it. Of course, I was just calling in because there's a lot of crazy people, and I've noticed this, especially in the Libertarian Party among the really religious people that like to make up rumors and attack him for his religion so that they don't have to attack him on his ideas. And I think that is something that I'm trying to minimize as I work for him.
Interesting. So, I agree with you. I mean, he should be able to have whatever religion he wants. If he wants to sacrifice an animal, I think he should be able to do that. I think it's probably going to turn a lot of people off. If you're trying to run for political office, that's going to be a tough one, right? Like, yeah, I killed a what did he sacrifice, by the way?
A goat.
A goat. So, goats aren't as lovable as the dogs and bunnies or whatever, but some people are still going to be pretty upset by that, and it's going to be hard to get past it. And it's hard enough to be a libertarian as it is. You're probably not going to get more than 2-3%. Conan, you and I are both from Florida prior to moving to New Hampshire. And would you get behind this guy's campaign?
I don't know the guy, but I mean, I have a question. Since the backlash, since people found out about this, has he maybe backed off? Is this something that he?
No.
So he's still gung ho as far as sacrificing the animals to I guess his is it a god? Does he believe in gods, or how does this work?
Yes, he believes in gods. It was to give thanks for sparing his life.
All you need to know, Conan, is that he walked from Florida to the desert, and he thought he would surely die.
If he sacrificed this animal and then ate it afterwards, I'd be all for it.
He drank its blood, and I believe he ate it.
Well, that's not so bad. I mean,
much of a sacrifice to me.
It needs
to be burnt into ashes.
Yeah, if he had like a thank you God for
I could be wrong.
Thank you God for delivering this goat to me and saving my life, I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty cool. They should make a movie about that. But if he just sacrificed a goat and left it there because it's part of a belief structure that he believes in.
Says here on his Wikipedia page that he denies the Libertarian Party chairman's allegation that he, quote, sadistically dismembered the goat, but that he does admit to having sacrificed it and drinking its blood.
Hmm.
Yeah, the party chairman, Wiley, had basically made it sound like he had, somehow statistically, like, massacred this animal and made it suffer and all this nonsense. Around the same time that they insinuated that he was some sort of closet crypto-fascist around the same time. So
gotcha.
Since the beginning of his campaign, he's been attacked, and I believe that it's because he is of the more right-wing libertarian front, more of the populist type deal.
I don't know what that means. You're either a libertarian or you're not a libertarian. So what do you mean by a populist?
Well, in the Libertarian
Gary
Party,
Johnson,
so he's not for, like, massive open immigration.
A libertarian, then. He believes in closed borders?
He believes in not unrestricted state
So he believes in a state. He believes in having a state. He believes in a police state, like cracking down on the border kind of thing?
I would not word it that way.
A populist is somebody who... My definition of a populist is somebody who...
The panderer, right? Someone who panders to what's
somebody
popular.
Somebody who appeals to the masses.
Yeah. Trump and Sanders are both populists.
And will advocate any position so long as it's held by a certain number, a large enough number of people.
Whatever he believes will get him elected or give him a better
chance
of being elected.
Well, I wouldn't use that definition then. I mean, I just we've basically been called... I've been called populist and everyone sort of ran with it because of that type of thing. If you're more for like American first type politics and whatnot, even within the Libertarian Party, you're going to be called a populist, and most people are not going to argue with that. So that's sort of been the definition that the vast majority of people use. And I know these Cantwell and regular guys that call in, you know, they're using it as well for that very reason. So it's sort of a running thing on the right.
Anti-immigration is a populist position.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so you describe yourself as a right-wing libertarian. Would that be accurate?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what do you think his chances are of getting more than 2% in a Florida election?
I honestly wouldn't know. I'd have to look up the election results last time with Wiley and then try to influence from there.
Now, Wiley's like the party chairman in Florida, and he ran for governor, correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's running for Senate, of course, so it's going to be probably less than that. I don't really want to get too deep into that because, like I said, I'm trying to help out with
what
the campaign, so I don't want to say.
Alex, what does it mean to be a libertarian to you?
What does it mean to be a libertarian? It means that you value individual liberty and you hold relatively like a free market. You're more of an individualist. And you hold, like I said, you hold personal freedoms as a, like, your highest value.
Except for immigrants.
Well, I mean, you have to, well, of course, yeah, I mean, I would reckon so to a degree. Like, I don't see.
Why would immigrants have less individual liberty than other people?
Well, in an anarcho-capitalist society, you're not going to have this mass immigration like you have it now for reasons, and there's people who can explain this far better than I. But
libertarianism, if you've joined the Libertarian Party, they have a statement that you sign says you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. It sounds like you haven't quite embraced that yet, but you might be on the right path. At least you're sort of going in the right direction. Good luck with the campaign, Alex, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can't be a libertarian and support border concurrency. It's too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.